So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Nothing but joy over Milwaukee though today. Did you see any of the game? Did you guys watch the Milwaukee Bucks? I saw the last 15, 20 minutes or so. I said, let me see what's happening here. Oh my gosh. Wow. And they said Giannis Antetokounmpo, hope I said his name right there, Jordan. I don't know why I struggle with that. Yeah. I'm not used to saying it, and I just, every time.
There's a lot of syllables and a lot of letters, but Giannis Antetokounmpo is great. He is everything that I think a sports fan would want to root for. He's a humble guy. He's a great player. The performance that he put on yesterday was historic. I mean, he scored 50 points in an elimination game, and I think it's great. I mean, I have to say, like, sitting in the newsroom, we're covering all these rising COVID case numbers, and you see the Deer District is filled with 60,000 people with no masks on.
Were you kind of watching? You kept an eye on it?
You know, that's kind of not the greatest look. However, I get it. They want to celebrate. And really, you know, for the Milwaukee Bucks, not to get like too into the weeds on the sports stuff, but I think the narrative around Giannis was he's a great player, but is he ever going to win a title? And so how great does that make him? Because he's a two-time MVP. And in basketball, it seems that players are always evaluated based on whether they can win a championship.
Yeah.
So for him, this was his validating moment in his career.
Yeah, they said he couldn't shoot free throws, but wow, he was doing everything right. As you said, 50 points, the first championship for them in 50 years, half a century. They only have two total, so a lot of celebrating. You know, I love this part, Jordan. Maybe you saw this. You know how they always ask the championship-winning star athlete, so what are you going to do now that you won the championship? And the answer is always, we're going to Disney World, right? That's typically what they say. Not Giannis, the humble star, was just seen pulling into a Milwaukee drive-thru about an hour or so ago, ordering chicken nuggets. I think we have some of the audio. He was on Instagram Live. Here's some of that.
I'm going to Chick-fil-A, fellas.
And ladies.
And ladies, obviously. I'm about to go order the 50-piece McNuggets. Actually, I'm going to order the barbecue chicken. Do they have barbecue chicken? No? Okay. Oh, man, barbecue sauce. Yeah, that's going to be my order. 50-piece Chick-fil-A nuggets with half Sprite, half lemonade. No ice, please. Please. A 50-piece Mac Minis. 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51. None. 49. Chicken Minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink. No ice. Half Sprite, half lemonade.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And then can I have a...
Oh, man.
Then they go on an order. But it's interesting. 50, a very significant number, right? You think about it. We just said it. 50 points he scored. Yeah. Haven't won a championship in 50 years. And there he is ordering 50 chicken nuggets. His girlfriend's there. He's got the trophy with him, the championship trophy with him as he pulls through the drive-thru. And it's just beautiful.
I mean, he is the Greek freak, though. So I would think that, like, maybe he'd want to go have, like, a nice grilled octopus or maybe a saganaki or something. I mean, Greek town here is great. There's lots of good options.
Lots of Greek food in Milwaukee, too. I mean,
that's true.
By the way, I should mention, we have Greek food coming. In honor of Giannis coming to the studio here, everyone should know. We've got some saganaki, some flaming cheese. Have you had that?
Gyros.
I don't know if gyros is involved, guys, but tara masalata is. Have you had tara masalata, the fish roe?
I'll take gyros.
Tzatziki, would you take that? The cucumber yogurt, garlic dip?
On my gyros.
I'm with Steve. I want
you need a
too.
Euros. Okay, let's see if we can arrange that because of Lou Canellis' place is... sending some stuff over to
celebrate.
That
sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. You know, and then as you learn more about his background, you mentioned these humble roots and that kind of thing. He is such an incredibly inspiring guy, Jordan.
He is. This is a guy, he was selling DVDs like at one point before he, you know, ended up in the NBA just to make some money so that he could continue his basketball career. I mean, this is a kid who, interestingly, I was in Greece 4 years ago.
Oh.
And when I was there, you know, we were from America, and the first question that most people asked us was, you know, have you ever seen Giannis Antetokounmpo? Because, you know, he is...
It'd be hard to miss him, but yes.
Well, but he's now this beloved figure, there. And I think the Greek people feel immense pride that someone from there is playing in the NBA and succeeding at the level that he has. And I'm sure that the people of Athens and all around the country are going wild today win, because it's, you know, it was a connecting, his name was like a connecting thing for us when we were there. And so I think, I mean, you don't think about Greek basketball stars ever, right?
No,
so
never.
This is really an amazing story.
I have a fun fact here. After getting drafted by the Bucks in his rookie season, Giannis was adjusting to life in the NBA and the United States on a bad Bucks team then, right? So he endeared himself to the Milwaukee community with his humility, we talked about, and approachability. In one case, a Milwaukee couple saw the Greek freak running to the arena prior to the game, running to practice. He had just wired money to his family in Greece and didn't have enough money for cab fare. Think about that. So this couple in Milwaukee just saw him running, and they offered him a ride to the Bradley Center and picked him up, and there he goes.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
I mean, it's truly like kid who came from very, you know, meager financial situation, living in Greece, playing his way to America, where he has flourished. Two-time MVP, NBA champion, Defensive Player of the Year, all the things that he's done. It's just awesome. And you know, now he's got a lot of money to buy as many Chick-fil-A minis as he wants to, because he just signed that Supermax contract, and he's going to make, you know, $35 million a year for the next five seasons. So I think he's okay now. But, you know, he is... In the NBA, you know, it's always about the star players and how they live differently than the rest of us. And they've got these incredible lifestyles, because if you can score 20 points in the league, you make it $20 million a year. And now Giannis has that money, but he has built himself from, you know, a very unique circumstance. And he's doing it in Milwaukee. And the last thing I'd say, too, is that, you know, I think that the recent trend in the NBA is, if you want to win a championship, you got to go team up with other stars and do it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis was very adamant about wanting to be in Milwaukee, sign in Milwaukee, and win in Milwaukee, and he did it.
And he did it. And he's, what, 26 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about a stud for the future in the NBA. It's just, it's remarkable. I mean, look, I'm just looking here. He said that, I want to give hope to people all around the world that any kid can live their dreams. He said, my mom was selling stuff out in the street to make ends meet just 8.5 years ago before I came into the league. We didn't know where our next meal would come from. I mean, this is like an incredible life story. And there he is. He can eat anywhere he wants, but he's getting his chicken nuggets today. I think that's so perfect.
It is. It seems very Giannis. I mean, if it were me and I were Giannis and I had his money,
you go get a steak.
Well, I'd go to Santorini and like go to the beach and just like live it up for a month. But, you know, chicken minis at Chick-fil-A is a fine plan B, I guess.
Do they let you take the trophy? Because he's got the trophy. He got to keep it overnight. And as well, he should. But are you allowed to take it?
I don't think it's like the Stanley Cup where you get like a week with it, but I think that you can do like appearances with it and whatever. I'm sure they're going to let Giannis do what he wants with the NBA trophy.
They totally should. Yeah. Gabe, by the way, I just texted Lou to see if he can add Euros, Steve.
Fries.
Oh, come on. Let's not be, come on.
Euros with fries.
You can't be too grabby.
Please.
It's something Greek, and that's the whole purpose, just to have something Greek to celebrate. See, I mean, you're not going to do customized orders here. I mean, even Giannis, he just won a trophy, and he only needed chicken nuggets. This team is so high maintenance.
Anything would be welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. That's the correct answer.
Is there anything more radio station than this? There's free food coming, but it's not good enough. We have to have different free food that's coming.
Somehow everyone eats it anyway, don't we? We just see it out there and you eat it. It's no matter how old it is.
But that's one of the great things about working here or at a radio station is there's usually food in like the kitchen area or something, and it's just there all the time. There's just something there. And people are just going around.
And you
around
just graze on it. And you don't ask questions. Have like, was this from yesterday?
I was just going to say, have you noticed the food on the weekend that's 2-3 days old?
Yeah, but I don't think that's stopping anyone from eating it. I think that they're perfectly okay with 2-3 days old.
I don't know.
Yeah, depends on how hard it is.
Just nuke it in the microwave. You'll be all right.
Good pro tip, Gabe. I see that you've done that before. There's going to be a big parade, I think, tomorrow in Milwaukee, so that's exciting. The fans outside the stadium did get a lot of attention because they set up that huge viewing party, and it was cool to see the jumbotrons and everybody excited, and then, you know, you're sort of like, All right.
Yeah. They did an amazing job. That Pfizer Forum is in downtown Milwaukee. You know, there's that big open area right around it. It's super futuristic looking from the outside. They did it right. And I'm happy for the Bucks. I mean, listen, in the NBA, typically the only teams that win are those that create super teams or teams in the biggest markets where they can attract free agents to come. So for a city like Milwaukee, I mean, maybe this isn't Chicago if me and Bulls fans are going to curse me, but whatever. I think it's great. I really think it's great for the league.
I do too.
Yeah.
That it's not just the same teams sort of winning and just, I don't know.
And you said it. They haven't won a championship in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome.
It is awesome. Okay, so Luke Kennels will be joining us later, delivering the food. Hopefully it'll suit the needs of the team when it arrives. Please thank Lou when he shows up. Don't let's not criticize. Where's the Euros? I mean, don't say that.
They're talking to you, Steve.
Me? I'm happy.
All right, we're all happy then. He's going to join because a cool story. Lou is actually off this week. He's not working, but at the last minute, somebody, I think the agent for Giannis, texted him and said,
oh,
hey,
wow,
we got a ticket. You want to come out to Milwaukee and watch this Game 6? And he said, yeah. So he was out there and he drove back, I guess, at 3 a.m. after all the celebrations. And
Lou's a big deal. I mean, he's got connections. He found his way in. That's great.
He's got people. He did it. And he's happy he's going to join us and bring food, too. So that's coming up. All right. Fox 32 sports director Lou Kennels has stepped into the studio here along with Shep Campanaros of the Avli East Lakeshore location. Oh, my gosh. Good to see you, Lou. So was it a surprise you just got to go to the game? You're off this week.
I actually got a call at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon from Alex Sadatsis, who is Giannis Antetokounmpo's agent, and he said that Giannis has a ticket for you if you can get to Milwaukee. We actually had an event at Avli Lakeshore East last night for concierge and private event directors here in the city. So I kind of ghosted out of the event and sped my way,
whatever,
to Milwaukee.
You're getting there somehow.
I got there in the middle of the first quarter. Can I tell you, it's one of the highlights of my life. I have never in person witnessed the winning of a championship, okay? I was at 6 Bulls NBA titles. I was at a World Series title for the Cubs and White Sox and 3 Stanley Cup titles for the Blackhawks, but all in the work capacity. I was able to sit and enjoy it as a fan, cheering for Giannis last night in the Bucks. What an environment. What an experience.
Chef Campanaros, I know you followed him because he started in Greece. And this was, the Greek people loved him. And we, you know, that's one of the reasons you have the Greek food here. And that's why we're celebrating him, because to Greek Americans, he's pretty special.
Yes, we're very happy because, these guys, it's the dream come true. It's not only American dream, it's not only Greek dream, it's like a dream come true. But he's very special to us because in the end his family chose and the Greek citizenship and the Nigerian citizenship, and he loved both of the countries, and we love him. He's one of us. We're very proud because we're Greeks. And yesterday Lou went to the game and I was crying left in the kitchen back, but it's okay.
I'll tell you what, the
you
story
left the
is
chef.
It's really a movie. It's a movie to be played, a movie to be made, rags to riches. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a kid who grew up on the streets of Athens peddling sunglasses, all right, and whatever he could make money on for his family, mm-hmm. and then developed himself into one of the best NBA players, one of the best basketball players in the world. And at the age of 26, there are 3 players in NBA history that have won a Most Valuable Player award twice: LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and now Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is a world champ.
There's an amazing story I read about him, how he would wire money back to Greece because his family really, really needed it. As you say, they sold stuff on the streets, and that's kind of how they made their living. And at some points, they weren't even sure about, what they were going to eat. And he said that a couple in Milwaukee picked him up and took him in his rookie season to the stadium for practice because he had wired so much money, there wasn't enough money left in his account for the cab fare. Chef, did you hear something too?
Yeah, but no, I wanted to say something that was happening in Greece, and it's a true story that him, his brother, they were going to training in different times because they had only one pair of shoes. So he was training first, and then his brother was training. So it's unbelievable what these guys did and the whole family and the belief they have in the sport and in hope. It's crazy.
Well, he is a force to be reckoned with for years to come. I guess his brothers are they coming up at maybe NBA bound, do you think?
Well, his one brother, Kostas, won an NBA title with the LA Lakers last year.
I didn't know that, yeah.
And his other brother plays with him in Milwaukee. Unfortunately, his brother Thanasis actually had COVID and had been in COVID protocol, so he wasn't able to be at last night's game. And he's been with Giannis since 2013 when Giannis was first drafted with the 15th pick in the NBA draft by the Milwaukee Bucks. So if you see on the court Giannis looking into a phone, he's actually trying to celebrate with his brother, who was unfortunately not able to be there, even though he was part of the Bucks organization.
Oh my God.
And he was telling him what he was missing, and he was telling his brother, I'm going to come see you, and his brother said, you can't, because I'm in COVID protocol, after the celebration. By the way, he celebrated by ordering 50 chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
We played that audio. Pete, can we play just a little bit of it here? It's so funny. He's going through the drive-thru in Milwaukee, and he's ordering his chicken McNuggets or his chicken nuggets.
I'm going to Chick-fil-A, fellas.
And ladies.
And ladies, obviously. I'm about to go order the 50-piece McNuggets. I know, actually, I'm going to order barbecue chicken. Do they have barbecue chicken? No? Okay.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, man, barbecue sauce. Yeah, that's going to be my order. 50-piece.
And he's...
Chick-fil-A nuggets with half Sprite, half lemonade. No ice, please.
Yeah, I don't want to...
Complicated order there, huh? And he's straddling the MVP trophy, and he's got the championship trophy right there in the car. It's just so cool to see.
I share this story with people all the time. So Giannis loves Avli's food, and he drove from Milwaukee one Sunday. We got a call from Alex, his agent, and said, "Hey, can Giannis sit in the back room that you have at Avli in Lincoln Park?" With his, at that time, it was his fiance and his brother. So we cleared out the back room. He sat back there. By the time he had finished dinner, there were 50 kids from the Lincoln Park neighborhood that had heard that Giannis Antetokounmpo was at Avli Lincoln Park. And can I tell you, Anna?
Get out.
He took pictures with everyone. He signed everyone's autograph. He gets it. He is just a terrific professional athlete, and he talked in a press conference earlier this week about living in the present, not worrying about what happened in the past or looking ahead to the future. It's about today. And the NBA needs more players like Giannis, who, frankly, when he's criticized, it's because he's too unselfish on the court.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he's an inspiring story, but you're right. What a great face for the NBA, for basketball, and for kids in general. It's amazing. Okay, can we talk about the food here? We don't have much time left. I mean, Chef, congratulations, first of all, on all of Avli's success, the Bib Gourmand at one of your locations. I mean, that's huge, right? But the food is just great. It's just great. I had a chance to go over there myself just last week, a couple of us from the station, and it's fabulous. So congrats.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're making a big effort, especially in Avli on the Park, and all the other restaurants will follow in Greek healthification cuisine. We make everything from scratch. We make our breads, we make our pitas, we make our stocks, we make our pastas, all the desserts, everything you're eating in our restaurant there, it's made from scratch. So you're actually having an almost fine dining experience. We love people coming. We love the good comments we have. Like, I'm touching the tables every night. You know, we have all these celebrities coming from one of our employers. Like, and they are, oh, you know, Lou, I say, yes, we're working with him. You know, it's so different for me. And I'm very happy that I'm there and I'm here, like, because I call this my culinary baby. So, you know, and I'm going to tell you, like, we brought house-made tzatziki with our pitas.
Which I love.
We brought our saganaki with a house-made jam marmalade from tomatoes. And
so you pre-flamed the cheese at the restaurant, I assume, and you brought it over.
Yeah, because,
okay.
I wasn't sure.
Do it here. No, that
if you have a pan here, we can make it next time.
No, perfect.
And we have brought you a small extra present, like our octopus salad with the beans.
Nice.
So you can enjoy it with the guys here and everybody. You know, we're going to celebrate to the championship. For me, it was the first time I was here in the United States, and he won this title. And like he makes us so proud. You know, like,
yeah,
like I went to Milwaukee for a concert of Metallica, and they saw the passport because I didn't have my ID yet, and they said, "Oh, you're from Greece." I said, "Yes, I'm Giannis' cousin." Like, "Oh, you can have a free beer." Like, it was nice.
That is so cool, Chef. Congrats on the success of the restaurant. You too, Lou.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
For sharing the story. I'm glad you got to get out there.